From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell added two more militant Muslim groups to the list of known terrorist organizations. India had accused the two groups of involvement in the suicide attack on its parliament last month. In a statement today, Powell said the organizations, which are based in Pakistan, want to undermine peace and stability in South Asia. Since the December 13th attack on the Indian parliament, India and Pakistan have exchanged artillery fire in the disputed border region of Kashmir. Both countries have nuclear weapons, and both countries have been making overt preparations for war. Today and tomorrow, we'll hear both Indian and Pakistani views of what's going on. Today, we turn to Delhi. C. Raja Mohan is strategic affairs editor for the Indian daily paper The Hindu. He says that the attack on the parliament was a turning point in the relationship between the two countries.
For the last 13 years or so, India was willing to live with the proxy war or the cross-border terrorism that Pakistan was supporting in India. But after the attack on the parliament, I mean, I think India has decided that enough and no more, that it can no longer live with this kind of support by Pakistan. India does not want Pakistan to assume, because there is a risk of escalation to the nuclear level, it has a free hand to pursue its support for cross-border terrorism. I think it's a defining moment for the subcontinent. It's a defining moment for the relations between India and Pakistan. What is the basis on which these two nuclear neighbors are going to interact with each other?
Are you saying then, though, that the Indian government wants to remind Pakistan that a conventional war is still possible, or are you saying that it's prepared to go to the brink over such terrorist acts as the bombing of the parliament?
Yeah, I think India is suggesting that it is ready to go to the brink if Pakistan does not end its support to cross-border terrorism. The assumption all these years, once it was clear by late 80s that India and Pakistan had nuclear weapons, that a conventional war was ruled out. There was, I think, a strategy in Pakistan that it can raise the threshold of low-intensity conflict. I think India has drawn a line in the sand and said, this is it, and no more. And that we're not going to let Pakistan believe that they can get away with supporting extremist groups with the assurance that it is not going to go to a full-scale conventional conflict that could escalate to the nuclear level. India is calling the bluff.
Now, you speak, and the Indian government as well, speaks of the bombing of the parliament and other actions related to Kashmir as though they are in the control of the Pakistani government, that if Pakistan were to turn off the spigot, they would stop. Does Pakistan have an argument here that some of this is spontaneous and cannot necessarily be controlled by the Pakistani government?
In fact, that is the argument, but it has no credibility. I don't think it's a problem of control. It is a problem of political will in Pakistan. Does Pakistan believe that it can keep using these instruments, the use of the instrument of jihad as a foreign policy tool? Can it continue to do that? And I think that is the question that is before Pakistan. If there is will, the Pakistani army has the capacity to discipline any segment of the society. And I don't think it's a problem at all. As we've seen in the Afghan case after September 11th and particularly after October 7th, there were a few demonstrations, they were controlled, and the militant groups were pushed back. And I think General Musharraf, if he wants to build a new relationship with India, if he wants to rid Pakistani social fabric with extremist groups that have grown with the support of the army in the last 20 years, he can do it.
To what extent is the Indian government motivated at this point by a concern over the much stronger U.S.-Pakistani partnership that's developed over the war in Afghanistan, at the expense of what was seen as a growing strategic relationship between the United States and India?
I'm not ready to call it at this time. We know for a fact in Delhi that the U.S., along with the British, has given a strong demarche to the Pakistan government to take steps. This is the first time the U.S. has ever asked Pakistan to control these extremist groups operating in its soil. Now, we're going to see in the next few days how the U.S. is going to behave. If Pakistan fudges the issue, does the U.S. keep up the pressure? Or does the U.S. say, look, you've got to clean up your act? So I think we are open-minded on that, and depending on what the U.S. does in the coming days.
See Raja Mohan of the newspaper The Hindu. Tomorrow, The View from Pakistan.